Their Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And it's a 10-point game. 47-37. The pass tipped on the press, stolen away. Here comes Brannigan, takes it in for the layup, and scores. Brannigan with the layup. And here comes Shelton again.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Cremosta into the double team out top. Veronica Connor leaves it off for Saborin. Wilkie has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborin's there up top. Connor Veronik, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna.
Shelton is off to an outstanding start this season, but will face one of their stiffest tests of the year tonight in Ravenna. It's the Bulldogs and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, it's a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Ravenna and the New Tech Seed pregame show for Game 2 of this Friday night doubleheader between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Shelton Bulldogs. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, on this Friday night where there is no doubt what the storyline is in this basketball game. Is Shelton as good as their 10-1 record? Even Coach Matt Walter knows that they will be tested tonight and find out a lot about themselves playing one of the perennial best teams in Nebraska, the two-time defending state champions from Ravenna, who have had a couple of bumps along the road, in fact being knocked off last week by Donovan Trumbull, but responding strong after that. We will find out and take a look at the starting lineups to get you ready for tonight's ball game right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys matchup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off tonight, for the visiting Shelton Bulldogs, number one is a 5'10" sophomore, Dave Mueller. Number two, 5'10" sophomore, Luke Glenn. Number 11, 6'1" junior, Mitch Roche. Number 22, 6'3" senior, Robert Portillo. And number 23, a 6'4" senior, Jordan Harvey. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs in his first year is Shelton alum Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 10-1 on the season. They are unranked. Their only loss to Bruning Davenport Chickley. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's the same five they've had all year. Number 21, a 5'11 junior, Trevor Saborin. Number 25, a 6'2 junior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31, a 6'4 junior, Connor Veronik. Number 32, a 5'10 junior, Mark Cremosta. And number 43, a 6'1 junior, Lucas Wilkie. Head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Veronik, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, and Adam Mingus. Ravenna is 8-2 on the season, a 6-point loss to Class B Gretna on the road, and a 1-point loss last week to 5th-ranked Donovan Trumbull. They are ranked 2nd and 3rd in the respective papers. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. The tip is next.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free
estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealer. Shelton will win the opening tip. They move from right to left, Ravenna from left to right. Of course, the Jays will play a man-to-man defense. And let's see what Shelton does here in the early going. Stay with them like the girls did in the first quarter. The girls' game did go to Ravenna, 53-39. Shelton with the ball in the left-hand corner, fires it back into the paint, turnaround jumper. Luke Glenn comes up, no good that time. And the rebound bounced around. It ends up in the hands of Trevor Saborn. Got a little contact coming up the floor that gets the Shelton crowd fired up. As it'll be Saborn getting it down low, trying to get it to Anderson. One-hand jumper, no good. Got his own rebound. Blocked in there by Harvey. And out of bounds it goes to Shelton. So Anderson had a couple of good looks and got the first one to rattle out, the second one to be blocked. And it'll be full court pressure by Ravenna. Can Shelton handle it? They want to get it into the hands of Mitch Rosh and, of course, Luke Glenn. Once they get into the front court, he's your point guard. Oh, a lot of shoving going on early on in this basketball game. And that might get Shelton's ire up a little bit here as they get it to Mitch Rosh. Three players in double figures for this Shelton ball club. Spin move. Rosh got down the lane and laid it up and in. Mitch Rosh give Shelton the early lead, 2-0. Fast pace to the other end. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound, Baranek. Point-blank layup up and in. Off the miss from Lucas Wilkie. So Connor Baranek, who only had 4 points in that loss to Donovan Trumbull, I think a lot was learned. Donovan Trumbull really let the other two, Mark Cremosa, Lucas Wilkie, whoever was in the game, shoot the basketball. They concentrated on the big three. Even though Anderson and Saborn had good games, they shut down Baranek. And you've got to think that's going to be the blueprint for a lot of teams if they can do it. Left-hand corner, ball faked by Jordan Harvey. Got his man in the air, but then walked with the basketball. And Shelton will turn it over for the first time. 6:22 to go. First quarter, we're just underway on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and as always, the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. It's 2-2. Anderson jump pass, Wilkie in the left corner. Back up top and not looking, Anderson. It's going to go into the backcourt and out of bounds. He can't even get to it for an over and back. And Ravenna with their first turnover. So Shelton will get the ball underneath their own hoop as everybody walks fairly slowly to the other end. And to throw it in will be Luke Glenn. Two sophomores, two seniors, and Roush, the only junior in the starting lineup. He's got the ball, comes down the lane after catching it up top, missed the shot. Rebound is pulled down by Cremosa. Mark, outlet pass to Sabor. Back to the trailer, Anderson. Anderson, crossover dribble, guarded by Glenn. Left-hand corner, Cremosa. He's guarded tonight by Roush. Also a man-to-man defense here as they let Wilkie alone. Top of the key, three, no good. They didn't even go out to guard him. And the rebound, Jordan Harvey. That's his man to the man-to-man. And if Wilkie could get a couple to go early, then that could change up the strategy defensively for Shelton. Move the ball in the right-hand corner to Mueller. Mueller guarded by Cremosa, kicks it back out to midcourt to Mitch Roush. Roush off the pick, comes into the right-hand corner, switch made there by the defense. Off to Glenn. Glenn troubles into the double team of Anderson and Saborn, forces it into the paint to Portillo, and Portillo will be fouled. Trying to keep up with him there was Lucas Wilkie. Lucas with his first personal foul and the first foul of the game on either team. So Shelton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. You just have to wonder, even though the guys know each other, how much nerves are there? As they lob it in, Portillo catch, shoot, missed it. Good idea. In fact, he wouldn't have had to shoot it in the air. He could have come down because they caught Ravenna flat-footed for a rarity, and the rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. Over to Connor Baranek, guarded by Portillo, and Portillo fouls him as he drives the baseline. First foul of the ball game on Shelton. Again, in the girls' game tonight, Ravenna just pulled away bit by bit for a 53-39 win. Maggie Mateka, 15 for the Jays. Tracy Meyer, 15 for the Bulldogs, who fall to 9-4. Ravenna's 9-3. Baranek, an open three. Skip pass to him. The shot no good. Rebound. Grab by Cremosa in the left-hand corner. He'll fire it to Wilkie. Up top, Anderson. Three-pointer barely got to the front of the rim. Follows his shot. Got his rebound. And a foul called on Shelton. Now, this is one of the things we saw in the girls' game. Multiple opportunities for Ravenna. Shelton's got to rebound the basketball. And Luke Glenn with the foul. Inbounds pass underneath their own hoop, trying to set up a three. Anderson will fire it away. It's no good. 0 for 5. The ball ends up in the hands of Mitch Roush. Roush up the floor, brings it all the way to the hoop, off the glass and good. And Mitch has both buckets for Shelton. And they regain the lead 4-2. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Anderson swings it over to the left side. Now down the low block, Wilkie. Double team. Back up Kramoska. Dribbles into the paint, stops. Back over to Wilkie. Off the pick, Baronic. Nice scoop to the hoop and scores. On the assist from Wilkie, Connor Baronic has both buckets for Ravenna. And it's 4-4. Roush into the corner to Harvey. Man-to-man both ways. Shelton ball. Nobody inside that arc. Now Portilla kind of slides in there, trying to pass it to him, and Roush is fouled. Let's see which one of the two got in there and slapped him on the arm. The official trying to recheck the number out here. And we got a timeout on the floor by Shelton, even though it's 4-4. The foul was on Connor Baronic, his first. 3:59 to go in the first quarter of play. Shelton 4, Ravenna 4 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the many fine folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality. Really good crowd on hand. They don't have the bleachers pulled out at the end, but pretty much everything else full for a nice little area battle. Off the inbounds, they get it to Glenn. He goes to the hoop, down the middle of the lane, scoops and scores. Luke Glenn off the inbounds play. Shelton leads it 6-4. Quickly up the floor comes Ravenna. Out to Connor Baronic, uses the pick, flashes down the lane, dumps it off to Kramosa. He can't get a shot away and kicks it back out. Good help defense that time by the Bulldogs. Wilkie over to Anderson. Off a couple of picks, he'll bring it to the left wing. Stutter dribble there on Mueller. Takes him to the baseline, can't get loose. Hands it back off to Connor Baronic. Swings it to the right side to Wilkie. Harvey just sags on Wilkie. To the high post, Baronic. Back over to Wilkie, a couple of feet closer to the hoop. Hands it off to Saborin. And we've got a whistle away from the basketball on Dave Mueller pushing with Tyson Anderson. First foul on Mueller. Well, as we said, Ravenna's back-to-back state champions. And for Shelton, they've been there twice in the modern era, 93 and 95. 95, the last trip to state, they've only been to state twice since 1928. That's why this 10-1 start is something amazing, as Anderson's three is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to Shelton. Ravenna fans didn't like that, as one of the Blue Jay players ended up on the floor. And Ravenna is 0 of 6 from three-point land. And a timeout going to be called here. Maybe an injury timeout. I don't know. Connor Baronic might have some blood on him. He ran over there before the inbounds play to grab a towel. And something on his knee. So we've got a timeout to kind of tape up that leg. And while they do that, Coach Paul Baronic says, we can sub. We don't need him out there every minute. So coming into the ballgame will be Sid Techmeyer, the 6'3 sophomore. So Techmeyer rolls into the basketball game, and Shelton will throw it in against full court pressure. Harvey looking for Portillo. Covered. The ball is knocked away. Saborin swats it away. Again, always good full court pressure put on by the Blue Jays. 6-4 Shelton. 3:09 to go here in the first quarter of defensive battle. Harvey to throw it in. And again, it's tapped away. Mueller's been open both times here on the inbound, but they don't want to throw it the width of the court, not the length, but the width of the court as he breaks away from the ball. Baronic comes right back in. And looking to get it into Luke Glenn. They get it to Portillo. Now up ahead to Glenn. Glenn got by Saborin. Dribbles all the way to the right wing. Pushed out into the corner. Now picks it up to Harvey. Harvey to the right elbow. Now inside. Glenn. Fadeaway jumper after the low post up. Shot no good off the heel. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. He's third. So Shelton has hung in here and actually has the lead in a low scoring first quarter. Saborin trying to lose his man. He did, but Shelton made the switch and went on him, and Saborin just leans all the way in, throws it up and scores. Trevor Seaborn had a little gap, puts it up and in, and we are tied at six. Luke Glenn now in charge for Shelton with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Got it over to Roush. Roush got by his man. Kicks it to Mueller. Mueller drives, runs over a man. Charge. A charge taken by Wilkie Mueller with his second foul. And a good call. And he is getting ready to check out. And it looks like Clayton Stopcotti will come into the ballgame, a 6'1 sophomore. And Ravenna is going to try and give a couple of their boys a rest. So here comes Garrett Irvine, the 6'4 junior. Techmeyer runs back in there. And the big three is there known. Saborn, Anderson, Baronic remain on the floor. Both teams, three players that can get you double figures. With it up top, Saborn. Trevor over to Baronic. They're the only two that have scored here. Now Anderson. Anderson backs in. Extra step out to Irvine for three and got it. The first three-pointer of the game belongs to Garrett Irvine for Ravenna. And as the ball comes up the floor, we got a hand check foul called on Ravenna. Being called just a tad bit tighter maybe than usual. And Saborn with his first foul. Third foul of the quarter on Ravenna. Four have been called on Shelton. And they'll lob it in to Luke Glenn. Back over to Roush. Matt steps between two defenders and another hold. So the Blue Jays with two quick fouls there, and both of them are on Trevor Saborn. Had a lot of fouls in the girls' game. In fact, in the first half of that game, the teams combined for 29 free throw attempts, and in the game, we had 56 attempts. Roush backs into the right corner, gets it to Harvey. Harvey loses his dribble, needs some help. Portilla comes and gets the ball. Skip pass left side, over to Stopcotti. Dumps it into Glenn, the ball taken away. Stepping in front and making the steal is Saborn. Saborn bringing it all the way. Pull-up jumper from eight, off the glass and in. Stopcotti flop. Saborn just looks at him and scores. And it's now 11-6, a 7-0 run by Ravenna. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Portilla into the paint. Nice little floater. Won't go, though, and the ball punched out of bounds by Shelton. Oh, good move there by Robert Portillo. But he was not able to get the shooter's roll. And the ball comes back over to the Blue Jays, who are trying to make a typical Blue Jay run here at the end of the first quarter. A corner where they've been held in check for the most part, but Irvine hit the three, and they've scored seven in a row. The ball gets through Techmeyer's hands. It's stolen away by Roush. He's going to the other end. Anderson thinks he's going to block it, so he leaves it off for Luke Glenn, who scores. Nice, unselfish play there by the Shelton Bulldogs. Give the assist to Mitch Roush. I think I called him Matt earlier. Sorry about that, Mitch. Mitch Roush. Now Baronic at the other end, and another hook foul for Teal. His second, so Portillo and Mueller each have two early on here for Shelton. Saborn has two for Ravenna. Wilkie out, Cremosta in here for the Blue Jays. 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter, 11-8 Ravenna. Inbounds to Anderson, all the way around to the left-hand corner. They fake it back up to Anderson to the paint. Turns to Cremosta, wide open three, top of the key is good. Mark Cremosta, his first bucket, and it's 14-8. Up the floor. Oh, a long pass that actually hit the backboard. Turnover, Shelton. I don't even know what to tell you about that. Mitch Roush, though, steals it away. He'll come to the other end. Short jumper. Good. 6 points here for Mitch, and it's 14-10. And the ball gets knocked away. Are we going to get a foul on the inbound? Oh, wow. And Portillo just got his third. I did not even see what he did on that one. And Portilla is going to check out of the game. And that's six fouls in the quarter already on Shelton. Mueller comes back in. 21 seconds remaining in the quarter. Ravenna 14, Shelton 10. Ravenna gets the opportunity here for the last shot. Baronic at midcourt with 15. He's got the youngster Stopcotti on him. To the high post, back cut Saborn. Saborn fouled by Harvey. Oh, boy. Shelton fans aren't going to like that because the official right in front of the play didn't blow his whistle. And the official up top did. So the foul on Jordan Harvey will be his first. Free throws the rest of the half for Ravenna. Saborn to shoot two. Still 8 seconds and change. Free throw up and good. Danced around, but decided to go in. Our first free throw attempt of the game. In the girls' game, every foul, we had free throws here. We've got 11, and these are our first free throws. I get one. Good. Saborn out, Wilkie in. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. 16-10, Ravenna. Full court pressure being put on. Let's see if Shelton can get a good shot. Let's see if Shelton can score. Into Luke Glenn. Gloon taking his time. Long pass to Mueller. He catches it. He's in the paint. Throws it to the wing. Mitch Roush at the horn from 15. No. In and out wouldn't go. And that's the end of the first quarter here at Ravenna, where the 8-2 Blue Jays lead the 10-1 Bulldogs 16-10. Back after this on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
We're ready to get the second quarter underway here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Ravenna will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it 16-10. Their largest lead. Baronic bounce pass to the baseline. Wilkie. He's cut off there by Harvey, so release it back out top into the hands of Saborin. 16-10, hand check Luke Glenn. He better get his hands off. Saborin gets it back up top to Anderson. Anderson to the left elbow, working on Mueller with the two fouls. Up and under, can't get the shot. Lobs into the right-hand corner to Wilkie. Just kind of threw it up for grabs, but Ravenna knew what was going on, went and grabbed it. Here is Baronic faking the three. Got his man in the air. Comes into the paint, knocked around, and a walk. Connor never could grab the ball after it got tipped. He kind of thought maybe there'd be a foul. The stat here, though, in the first quarter, Ravenna missed their first 6 3-pointers, and then you get Garrett Irvine and Mark Kramosta to hit a couple of threes, and that's the difference. 16-10. Turnovers, Ravenna 4, Shelton 3. Rebounds, Ravenna 7, Shelton 2. 3 points shooting, Ravenna 2 of 8. Shelton didn't even shoot one. 6 points for Mitch Roush for Shelton. 6 points for Trevor Saborn for Ravenna. With the basketball, the Blue Jays. Over to, Shelton with the basketball. Up top with it is Luke Glenn. Luke tries to make a move on Saborn, about fell over. Now the pass knocked away, and Anderson has it. Up the floor, one on two. Tyson stops, lays it up, and scores. First bucket for Tyson Anderson, and it's now 18-10. Ravenna. Blue Jays on a little bit of a roll here. Shelton brings it up. Luke Glenn, runner in the lane, got it to go. Tough shot. And Luke has six, so Glenn and Roush each have six, and that's Shelton's 12. And now Mitch Roush just about steals it as he goes into the crowd over here and runs over a couple of the Ravenna student body folks, hustling for that. Good hustle. Looks like everybody's okay. This is Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney Shelton, Ravenna. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. Glad to have you. Tomorrow afternoon, Kearney Catholic Hastings St. Cecilia starts at 4. Amherst Pleasanton currently playing on ESPN. The Amherst girls an easy winner in game one. That's on 1460 AM. Saborn's three is off the mark here. And the rebound brought down by Mitch Roush. And they are going to have to do a better job on the boards after getting just two in the first quarter. Luke Glenn sang it on him. It is going to be kind of erotic. Just kind of stand at the top of the key. Glenn dribbling around, waiting for some movement here. Again, Portillo is on the bench with three fouls already for Shelton. Here's a three by Roush. It's going to be well off the mark. Baronic pulls down the rebound. And here come the Blue Jays, a chance to extend the lead. Saborn to the lane. Ball kicked away. Shelton, they're going to let him get away with it. The ball's still loose. Fighting for it on the floor. Shelton dives on it and calls a timeout. Luke Glenn wins the scrum. And a timeout here by the Bulldogs. 5:36 to go in the first half. Ravenna 18, Shelton 12 on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Shelton to protect what needs protected in your life.
Tri-City Storm at home tonight and tomorrow night. So if you're out enjoying some hockey, thanks for taking us along with you. Don't forget, you can also on your new smartphones hear our live coverage at m.kkpr.com anywhere. So computers, smartphones, or the actual radio. As Luke Glenn shot, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Veronik, his third. Ravenna up by six, looking for more. Veronik did not pull up for the three. In fact, he gives it off. Now Techmeyer back up to Connor at the top of the circle. Veronik has cut down on those shots to Garrett Irvine. He tries another three, but this one's no good. Went to the well one too many times, and then as he follows his shot, it looks like he's going to be over the back of Mitch Rausch. That will be the sixth team foul on the Blue Jays and the first on Garrett Irvine. Let me correct that. That's the fifth team foul. Seven have been whistled on Shelton. Coming up at the half, we will bring you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the first half stats of this game, a recap of the girls' game that Ravenna won 53-39. And now Veronik steals this lazy pass to the other end, goes up, oh, got hammered. Be careful. You don't want that in a rivalry. Mitch Rausch brought it in strong. And he will go to the line to shoot two. That's the first on Mitch. Mitch a little bit shorter than Connor and kind of caught him in the shoulder, which made it look bad. And Connor to the line to shoot two. His first free throw of the night is good. 5 points for Veronik. 19-12. Tomorrow afternoon, the Huskers at Kansas. Of course, Connor, brother Drake, and the Big Red will be looking to knock off the third-ranked Jayhawks. They look pretty good against 12th-ranked Missouri, just couldn't get the win on the road. Let's see if they can snap the 14-game losing streak to the Jayhawks tomorrow. And here's a steal underneath. Anderson should have an easy layup, but he missed the shot. Rebound is being tipped around, and coming out of there with it is Luke Glenn. Outlet pass they want to run, but got it to the wrong guy. Stopcotti didn't want to get it up the floor. Into the ball game is Jared Chavez. Chavez looks into the paint to Rausch, and Wilkie just came running right through him and fouled him. Second foul on Wilkie, 16 foul, 20-12 Ravenna, 4:31 to go here in the first half. Into the ball game, Garrett Irvine. And for Shelton, Jordan Harvey re-enters again. Portillo, three fouls in the first quarter, so that's why you haven't heard from him in a while. Chavez got by his man, dropped the ball, had an open shot. They re-get it out to Rausch. Mitch for three, and he got it. First three of the ball game for Shelton. Rausch has nine, and it's 20-15. Shelton hanging in it here so far. 4:15 to go, first half. Veronik all alone on the right wing. Guarded there by Stopcotti. Veronik's just a different ball player. Normally, he would have taken him off the dribble. He had the advantage. Up top to Cremosta. Cremosta. Stopcotti trying to hang on to Veronik, running off a lot of picks, coming through the lane, flashing, nothing there. So he'll come up top. Now he'll take it down the lane. Gets tripped up. Missed the shot. No foul. Rebound brought down by Rausch. His fourth. Mitch falls down. Got it to Glenn. Two on four. Luke just throws it up. No. Rebound Irvine. Getting a little wild right now. Outlet Veronik. Connor pulls up from 17 and parries it. Connor Veronik. There's that transition bucket we're used to seeing. 22-15 Jays. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Veronik and Harvey mixing it up a little bit and then smiling afterwards. Rausch guarded by Cremosta trying to lose him in the paint to Stopcotti. Up top Harvey. Not a three-point shooter. He walks. Sixth turnover for Shelton. 5-4 Ravenna. And David Mueller, who has a couple of fouls, is going to re-enter the ball game. Coach Matt Walter trying to be a little cautious with his players, stay close, but not get anybody in any more foul trouble before halftime. 22-15, Ravenna. 3:10 to go here in the first half. Veronik just holds the ball. Now reverses it over to the left side to Sid Techmeyer. Back to Connor. Top of the circle. Got his man to bite on the fake three. Throws it out to Cremosta for a three. It is no good. Backside rebound. Irvine, the Giant, gets it, dishes it to Cremosta. And Cremosta will be fouled by Harvey. Second foul on Jordan Harvey. Cremosta yanking down his third rebound. Or Irvine, excuse me, yanking down his second rebound. Cremosta to the line. Hit a three in the first quarter for his point total. He'll shoot two, and the first one is on the way and off the back of the iron. No good. Into the ball game for Shelton. Dylan Tyfault for the first time, a 6'1 junior. And back in, Anderson Wilkie for Ravenna, who has their original five starters out there right now. Second free throw coming up for Cremosta. On the way, and it hits the iron. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Tyfault, who just checked in, and then they turn it over. Threw it, saw blue, but it wasn't anybody on the floor, and Shelton with another turnover. Very important last 2:46 here of the half for Shelton. They're down seven. I could think they could live with that at the half. They cannot let Ravenna pull away here in the last 2.5 minutes. Back cut, Baronic, well defended by Stopcotti, and Baronic throwing it out to Anderson. Out of bounds it goes, and they're going to give the ball to Ravenna. They say that Shelton tipped it. And so Ravenna will take it out in front of the Shelton bench. And Baronic looking to throw it in. Up top to Anderson, the back cut well covered. Good defense there by Dave Mueller. Baronic, long three. That one is no good. And over the back on Cremosta. So Baronic got the itch, decided to try and test it, and it's no good. And over the back foul that time on Mark Cremosta, his first of the ball game. But it's the 17th foul, so we come to the other end. And Mitch Roush, who has 9 points and 5 rebounds to lead his team, will shoot the first free throw of the night here for Shelton. Roush and Glenn are the only two players that have scored for the Bulldogs. The first free throw is up and good. The good news is they're still in the ballgame, 22-16 Ravenna. Blue Jays are 2 of 12 from three-point land. Second free throw by Mitch is good. He's got 11 points. And now I think they wave it off for a lane violation. So it is waved off for a lane violation. Score remains 22-16. Ravenna ball. Saborn brings it up. Right elbow. Back cut. Baronic. Missed him and out of bounds it goes. Shelton is on that. And Anderson couldn't connect with a well-covered Connor Baronic. Anderson out. Techmeyer in. Sixth turnover for Ravenna. Still 22-16, full court pressure. Roush will bring the ball up the floor. Mitch, bounce pass way wide to Chavez, and they give it right back. Shelton, when they've had a chance to cut that lead under six, they turn it over again. That's their eighth of the ball game. Kind of an unforced turnover. They didn't have numbers, and they forced the issue. Saborn up the floor with a crossover dribble. Oh, and he throws it behind Cremosta. Ravenna's making some uncharacteristic mistakes. So the Blue Jays, who were upset by Donovan Trumbull last week and then rolled a good Litchfield team and beat Wood River pretty good, their true test Tuesday, yet Minden got snowed out because they didn't have school, and they won't make it up. Chavez left elbow, now into the paint, kicks it out. And they're going to have to find some scores right now with the guys that are on the floor for Shelton, because Portillo has not played all quarter with those three fouls. Stopcotti's out there. Mueller, Roush, Glenn. Roush drives the lane. Little finger roll, no good. Had the rebound, tripped on. Ball's loose in the lane. Somehow Mitch Roush got it, and Wilkie, a loose ball foul. Everybody was diving and flying through the air, and Lucas Wilkie with his third personal foul. And Mitch Roush will go back to the line to shoot a 1-1. He made two the last trip there, but the second one was waved off by a lane violation. And now the free throw is coming up. on the way and in for Mitch Roush. Coming up at the half, we're also going to have a chance to break the news to you about where the American Legion State Baseball Tournaments will be this summer. That information just passed along to us. Our buddy Jody at Shelton getting that to us. Both free throws good. 22-18. Shelton down by four. Ravenna basketball. Right side, Techmeyer. Down on the baseline, Saborn. Comes into the paint. Pull-up jumper good. Trevor Saborn, 8 points. First bucket of this quarter. 24-18. Baseball pass down the floor. Mueller doesn't want the long three. He'll slow it up. Luke Glenn, he wants to give the ball to Luke. Luke's not really looking to get the pass. Now he has it. Skip pass left side. Stop. Connie got to it, and Irvine was trying to get to it and fouled him. Second foul on Garrett Irvine. 24-18. And a chance here for Clayton Stopcotti to get in the scorebook, trying to become just the third Shelton Bulldog to score in the game. Exactly 1 minute before the half. And the free throw good. So Stopcotti hits the first one, 24-19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw on the way, and Stop County in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson, his fourth of the half. Up the floor they go. Quick three, Techmeyer on the way. It is no good. Rebound yanked down, and I think Chavez got it. Or was that Tyfall? Tyfall got it and scooped it out. Up the floor comes Shelton. They can make it a one-possession game. 40 seconds to go in the half. Mueller dribbling a little clock, now hands it off to Glenn. Glenn looks for him to clear the lane. He'll take some more one-on-one if he can, but not. Shelton actually running a weave, maybe playing for the last shot here. 30 seconds. A lot of time to kill here for the Bulldogs. Glenn with it. Still dribbling. 20 seconds. Now the five-second count on. Glenn to the right elbow. Stop. Connie ball fake. Kicks it out. Mueller. 12 seconds to go. Mueller holds the ball. Backs it out farther away. 8 seconds. Kicks it to Roush, swings it over into the hands of Glenn. Glenn, 2 seconds, 1 second, forces the shot at the horn, in and out, no good. Tip try at the horn, Mueller won't go. Great defense by the Ravenna Blue Jays, and at halftime, it's Ravenna 24, Shelton 19. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, and a big thank you to all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. Can you believe it? 2011. Here we are, and it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Ravenna 24 and Shelton 19 here in our boys' contest. Earlier tonight in the girls' contest, it was Ravenna 53 and Shelton 39. Ravenna led 9-5 at the end of the first quarter and did not make a two-point bucket. They had 6 free throws and a three-pointer, and free throws kept them in the ball game, where 12 of their 26 points in the first half were from the free throw line. Ravenna 23 of 29 from the line of the ball game tonight. Shelton got 27 attempts, but could only convert on 14 of them. So for the Shelton Bulldogs, 15.7 rebounds for Tracy Myers. She led the way in the ball game tonight, and then pretty balanced after that As we said for Ravenna, Maggie Mateka, 15 points to lead the way. Chasey Zorb, 9 points, a game-high 8 rebounds. Jesse Marvichka also had 9 points. Ravenna goes to 9-2. Shelton falls to 9-4. Ravenna's girls will host the number one team in the Class C2 ranking, Sutton, on Tuesday night as part of a boys and girls doubleheader. While for Shelton, they will be home Tuesday against Amherst, and then they travel to Wood River on Thursday, and we will have the Shelton-Wood River doubleheader right here on Classic Hits, 98.9. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game, plus, as we told you, the area and state baseball tournament sites for American Legion this summer were announced just a little while ago. We'll tell you where the kids are playing baseball in the postseason when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. State American Legion baseball meeting was held today in Grand Island, and just moments ago, the state tournament sites have been announced, and then we'll look at the area tournaments. Of course, the Class A seniors, they have two divisions, 16 teams make it to state. The American division will be held and hosted by Omaha Creighton Prep. The national division will be hosted by North Platte. So that means that four-team district with North Platte, Scotts Bluff, Kearney, and Hastings, two teams will make it to the state tournament. In fact, more since they are the host, if things work out there. The Class A Junior State Tournament, Duncan Field in Hastings. The legendary Duncan Field will be hosting the Class A Junior State Tournament. In Class B, Central City is going to host the Senior State Tournament, the Junior State Tournament at the beautiful ballpark in Beatrice for the Class B juniors. And finally, in Class C, the state seniors will be at one of the many meccas up in northeast Nebraska. Creighton is hosting the state Class C baseball tournament, while Hershey will host the junior tournament in Class C. Now let's take a look at some of the area tournaments in Class A. A6 will be held at Ryder Park in Grand Island. That hosts the Columbus, Fremont, the South Sioux Cities. So the A6 seniors are in Grand Island, the A6 juniors are in Columbus, and with the A7, that's where Kearney, Scottsbluff, Gehring, Hastings, and North Platte play. And at Memorial Field in Kearney, the A7 senior district will be held. The A7 juniors get to make that trip out to Scottsbluff, Gehring. It'll be at Scottsbluff for the A7. In Class B, senior tournaments, the B5 is in Wayne, the B6 is in Gothenburg. For the juniors, the B5 is in Aurora, and the B6 is in McCook, which involves most of the teams in our listening area. And finally, the Class C District Legion Baseball Tournaments this summer. Ravenna is going to host the C6 Senior State or Area Tournament. So right here in Ravenna, the C6 Senior Area Tournament, the C7 will be hosted by Alma. Crofton is hosting C1. I believe Ord and a couple of teams still have to hang out in that. The C1 juniors, Ainsworth. The C5 juniors, Sutton. The C6 juniors, Palmer. And the C7 junior tournament will be at Overton. So there you go. Those are the area and state tournaments that involve most all of our listening area for American Legion baseball this summer. Here at halftime of our boys' basketball game, it's Ravenna 24, Shelton 19. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's the numbers we have for Shelton. Dave Buehler, one rebound. Luke Glenn, 6 points and a rebound. Clayton Stopcotti, 1 point. Mitch Roush has 12 points, 6 rebounds. Jordan Harvey, a rebound and a block. And Dylan Tyfault, 2 rebounds. At the half, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from three-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers for Shelton. For Ravenna, Trevor Saborn, 8 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Anderson, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Connor Moronic, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Mark Cremosta, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Irvine, 3 points, 2 rebounds. The Jays have 24 points, 12 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, and they are from Garrett Irvine and Mark Cremosta. 1 block shot, 7 turnovers. And at the half, second-ranked Ravenna leads 10-1 Shelton, 24-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second-half basketball after this on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna, where we get ready to start the second half. And Ravenna has the lead by a score of 24-19. And it looks like Shelton will get the ball to start the second half. Foul situation for Shelton. Robert Portillo had 3 in the first quarter, so he didn't even play in the second. 2 on Dave Buehler and Jordan Harvey. For Ravenna, 3 on Lucas Wilkie, 2 on Saborn and Garrett Irvine. And Stopcotti's going to start the second half here. Portillo stays on the bench. So for Shelton, they've got to find a way to get more people involved scoring and not make mistakes like they just did. A pass stolen away for an easy layup by Connor Moronic. And it's a 10-point night for Connor, 26-19. Inbounds pass knocked away, and you can tell that Ravenna wants to come out and put the hammer down in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter of play. They don't want Shelton hanging around. It's a low-scoring game. They want to get some points on the board. Harvey trying to get it in. Trouble finally just throws it up for grabs, and it's stolen away by Connor Moronic. And Moronic will dish it off to Wilkie. Layup. Harvey got a hand on it, tipped it out of there. Ball loose on the floor, saved on the baseline by Cremosta, and then Moronic can't do anything with it. It's lost away. So it comes back over to Shelton, down 26-19. Ravenna's biggest lead was 9 points. Here's a forced jumper, Mitch Roush, left baseline, way short. Moronic comes up with a loose ball. Up to Saborn. Saborn into the front court, trailer Anderson. Anderson for 3, banked it in. That's not what Shelton wanted to see. A banked in 3 by Tyson Anderson, the first 3 from the big 3 tonight. And the lead quickly out to 10. 29-19, driving in Harvey. Oh, and an offensive foul on Harvey. Cremosta flopped and got the call. Third foul on Jordan Harvey. And the first minute has gone all Ravenna here in the third quarter. 5 points. They force two turnovers. They get a foul on a charge. And their largest lead of the game is at 10. Try to get it on the post to Anderson. Can't handle the pass. Out of bounds it goes. So the second turnover for Ravenna here in the quarter. Don't forget more basketball coming up on Classic Hits tomorrow. Kearney Catholic at Grand or at Hastings St. Cecilia starting at 4. Then Tuesday night, Kearney Catholic will host Grand Island Central Catholic. Another turnover in the backcourt. Layup, Anderson fouled. Shelton has all of their full-length timeouts remaining, and Coach Walter has grabbed his grease board, and I think he's going to use one here because the onslaught has begun, and the foul is on Stopcotti, his first. Shelton was not making those mistakes in the first half. Anderson's free throw is up and in. 30-19, and the timeout before the next free throw will be taken here by Shelton. 6:40 to go in the third quarter of play. It is 30-19 Ravenna on Classic Hits.
Get all the advantages of a big city bank and personal attention you only get at home with First State Bank of Shelton, celebrating 75 years of service. Best of luck, Shelton, from the First State Bank in Shelton. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. We come out of the Shelton timeout. The second free throw that's taken by Tyson Anderson is no good. And the rebound brought down by Stopcotti. Shelton will get the ball to Luke Glenn. Swings it over for an open three. Mueller fires, but it's flat, no good. Rebound tipped around. Roush has his seventh. Tries to get it down low. Stolen away. Wilkie, nice play to throw it back in. And the fourth turnover in the first minute and a half here for Shelton. Even though they had a second opportunity, couldn't convert. Trying to post up Saborn. Double team, back out Cremosa. Got his man to bite, fell down, and traveled with the basketball. That was just a freak thing there. Cremosa got by his man, took off, and his foot slipped. Turnover number 10 for the Blue Jays. Ravenna will get a defensive struggle from Sutton, you would expect on Tuesday. Coach Sponberg loves that defense. As Glenn brings it up, steps through, throws up a tough shot, and in and out. It will not go. What a move, and couldn't get it to finish. Rebound brought down by Anderson. Outlet pass knocked away, out of bounds off Shelton. It's been a rough start here into the second half for the Bulldogs. Went from down 5 to down 11. Haven't scored in the first 2 minutes, and committed 4 turnovers, and Ravenna has the ball. Cremosa to right-hand corner. Oh, Baronic just running right through Stopcotti, and he's trying to hang with him. Connor has it in the right-hand corner. Just holding the ball. Couple of dribbles, brings it out on the right wing. Stops his dribble to Cremosa, right elbow, ball fake, gets around Roush. And are we going to get a hand check foul? Looks like that's the case on Dave Mueller. Or no, Mitch Roush. They will call on Mitch, his second. Third foul here. Irvine in. Techmeyer in for the Blue Jays. At the half, Pleasanton 31, Amherst 22. Boys basketball on ESPN 1460. Veronic, left-hand corner off the inbounds. Up top, Anderson. Off the double pick, comes to the right side, dishes it off to Irvine. The layup, good. Garrett Irvine with 5 points. 32-19, Ravenna. Against full court pressure, they break it. It's a 3-on-1. Roush gives it off to Stopcotti. They let Irvine knock him down. Irvine gets the rebound. And to Barana can now foul at midcourt on Mueller. And Ravenna's style is taken over here in the third quarter. The third foul on Dave Mueller. And Shelton wants to know how that was not a foul on Garrett Irvine at the other end. I agree. 3-on-1, and you let him get away with that. Inbounds pass comes to the Blue Jays. Give it off to Veronica up top to Saborn. 32-19 now in favor of Ravenna. An 8-0 run to start the second half. Shelton trying to stay in there. Harvey in the corner guarding Irvine. Skip pass back out top. Saborn to Veronica. Slowing it down here. Eventually you're going to see a back cut here. Irvine pick and roll. The ball knocked away. Luke Glenn on the switch. Stepped in front to deflect the basketball. 4:40 to go, third quarter. And Ravenna still has it underneath their hoop. Up 32-19. Baronic back door in the paint. Anderson puts it up, no good. Well defended. Shelton just kind of stood there with their hands in the air. And Harvey will get the rebound. That's just the second for Jordan in the ball game. Shelton's got to find a way to score, though. Shut out in the third quarter. And outside of Roush and Glenn, only one other point has been scored by the Shelton team. Glenn up top. Baronic kind of sagging. Three-pointer blocked by Baronic. Luke gets it right back. First block by Connor. Swing it over to Mueller. Out Roush. Long three. Mitch on the way. All the way around and out. No good. And the rebound brought down Baronic. They're not missing bad. They're just not going in. Techmeyer three in transition. Good. Sid Techmeyer with a three-point bucket. His first of the ball game. 35-19. Here comes Harvey, the trailer, steps through the double team. Nice pass to Roush, who everybody left, and Mitch lays it up and in on a beautiful assist from Harvey. 14 for Roush, but the first points of the second half don't come until the 3:50 mark for Shelton. 35-21. Veronica off a couple of picks, lost his balance, back up to Anderson. Saborn right side of the key, they'll reset. Veronica on the weak side, off the pick, a little contact there, trying to rub off the pick of Roush. Irvine for another three. It's no good. Ball loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Luke Glenn. Now he's got to find a way to navigate through the traffic, and does. Up the floor, three on three. Takes it at Veronic. Puts it up. Won't go. Good defense by Connor to hold his ground, and Veronic gets the rebound. Outlet to Anderson. Ravenna wants to run. What a pass through traffic to Irvine. He's short jumper up and in. Tyson Anderson says, I want out. Coach says, let's call timeout. Timeout on the floor by Shelton. They'll have one remaining with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's now 37-21, Ravenna leading Shelton on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Shelton to protect what needs protected in your life.
Well, just like we saw in the girls' game, fairly close at the half, and then Ravenna pulls away in the third quarter. And so far here in the third quarter, Ravenna has outscored Shelton 13-2, and out of the Shelton timeout, they throw it away, just flat out overthrew Portillo, who's in for the first time since the first quarter. 37-21, Ravenna, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Underneath their own hoop, lob it out top, reverse it right side, Wilkie looks for the cutter, Baronic got to the low post, up Connie went for the steal, couldn't get it, Baronic leads in and scores and draws the foul. Connor Baronic with a dozen points now to lead his ball club, and he's got a chance at the three-point play. 39-21. Five fouls in the half on Shelton, none on Ravenna. Well, they stayed in the locker room a little longer at half, and Coach Baronic's message coming through as Luke Glenn gets his second foul. The free throw by Baronic, in and out, no good. Portillo will pull down the rebound. Tries to get out of there, long pass to Mueller. Veronica went for the steal, couldn't get it. Mueller throws it back to Luke Glenn, fakes the three, comes into the lane, pull-up jumper hits the front of the iron from 10. Rebound, Veronica saves it into Anderson. Outlet pass, Saborn. Trailer, Wilkie, loses balance, throws it towards the hoop, no good. Rebound comes out to Portillo. Portillo's outlet pass, a foul on Anderson. Tyson with his first personal foul and the first foul of the half here on the Blue Jays. But Ravenna has responded well here in the third quarter. Again, this is also a tough sub-district for the boys, probably tougher than the girls. Three-pointer, Mueller off the iron, no good. They're 1 of 5. Rebound underneath. Stop. Cotty grabs it. Has to get out of the land of the trees. Now tries to force it to Mueller. It's deflected. It's stolen away. There's a foul to go along with it as Veronica ended up on the ground. And a technical foul going to be called on Stop Cotty. He and Veronica were talking to each other. That's a weird technical. Stop Cotty wasn't saying anything except to Connor Veronica. And he's going to be teed up. Maybe the first one of those we've seen on the radio this year. And that takes the team total to 7. So a regular foul and a technical foul. So Baronic, the first one is no good. Be interested to see if the officials get this right, because these should be the technical free throws here. Second one good. And now it'll be Ravenna's ball on the side. They did. And now Baronic can stop Cotty. Still out there talking, and Connor offers his hand to stop Cotty, who does shake his hand. And Ravenna will inbound the ball nearly and over and back, and now a push underneath trying to get it to Anderson. Luke Glenn lost his balance, and right now Shelton is losing their patience. 40-21 in a game that was 24-19 at the half. 8 fouls in the quarter on Shelton. 1 on Ravenna. Tyson Anderson to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is good. And you kind of feel here for Shelton. The only loss this year wasn't close either. They lost to Bruning Davenport Shickley 55-37. Second free throw up and in. They played well in the first half. Just, again, trouble scoring. Here they'll break some pressure. Glenn with the basketball. Wilkie runs him over. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll keep it on Shelton's side. Shelton coming in 10-1, but to set the record straight, they'd only played one team that's not in Class D, and that was Broken Bow. And they beat them 41-33. Here's Roush trying to get into the paint. Cut off. Kicks it out to Mueller. Mueller skip pass right side. Stop Cotty. Fakes the three, drives in, kicks it back out. They look for Luke Glenn. You got guys not wanting to shoot the ball into Portillo in the lane. Got fouled, and he scores. Robert Portillo with his first bucket of the ball game. And a little positive for the Bulldogs. But you look at who Shelton has played this year. A lot of the Fort Kearney Conference, a lot of their Twin Valley Conference is not in Class C. Blue Hills, the only other C2 school in the conference, as the free throw is no good. Connor Baronic with the rebound and up the floor. Here come the Blue Jays, leading it 42-23. Cremosta for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out to Luke Glenn. Glenn, long pass. Mueller back cut. Got it up and in. Nice long half-court pass to Dave Mueller, who finishes his first bucket of the ball game. Now the ball tripped up. Saborn goes to the floor, but it's kept up live there by Ravenna. Baronic, flat-footed three. No good. Slapped around, and we're just going to get a loose ball foul called here on Ravenna. I think Anderson swung through there and made some contact. Tyson with his second foul. But on the bright side for Shelton, outside of the conference tournament, there's only one team left on their schedule with a winning record. And on the inbound, Shelton turns it over. Lucas Wilkie knocked it away. Stop Cotty tried to grab it, and it bounced off of him out of bounds. Gibbon at 5-4 is the only team with a winning record left on Shelton's schedule. Now, Wood River's currently 5-5. Silver Lake's 4-5. So by the time they play them, there's a chance they could be above 500. And obviously, in the conference tournament, they should run into some teams that are above 500 as well. Stop Cotty got cut. He's coming out. And into the ball game, Dylan Tyfault again. 1:09 to go, third quarter, 42-25 Ravenna. Ravenna won the girls' game 53-39. Ravenna basketball. Connor Baronic throws it in safely towards midcourt to Saborn. Right side Anderson. High post, Wilkie. Look for the back cut. Good job by Portia on Baronic. Now the ball's tipped loose, trying to get a timeout, and there is the timeout. Oh, no! They're going to call a travel on Ravenna. They were yelling for the timeout with possession, but didn't get the call. And it'll be the 11th turnover here on the Blue Jays. As we said, a week, well, not even quite a week, Thursday, we'll see these Shelton Bulldogs again against another Lou Platt foe. They'll head east to take on Wood River. 6 and 7:45, the scheduled start times Thursday, but first Shelton has to go back home and play Amherst on Tuesday. The Shelton Ball Club's got a chance to win about 17 games if they can keep playing well before the postseason. Glenn, pull-up jumper will not go. Most of the shots have been flat here tonight from the Bulldogs as Baronic gets his ninth rebound, one away from a double-double. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Shelton trying to hang in there with a man-to-man. Takes a lot of energy, and it's shown here in the third quarter. The five-point lead made it out to 19. It's now at 17. Right elbow, Cremosta holds the ball. Back cut, Saborn covered out to Garrett Irvine for three. That one's short, no good, and it ends up in the hands of Luke Glenn. 17 seconds to go. Long outlet pass behind Robert Portia. Reverse layup will not go. Portia saves it to his own teammate. Over to Mitch Roush, who comes crashing in with a charge. Connor Veronic takes the charge, and that'll be the third on Mitch. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. That's time for Ravenna to get up the floor and get a shot. Wilkie's going to come in for Irvine. Roush trying to make something happen there. And Veronic's side coming. They'll get it in to Saborn. Midcourt with 4 seconds behind the back to Baronic from 26 feet. Good! Nothing but net for Connor Baronic. His first three of the basketball game, and Baronic with 8 1/4 and 16 of the ball game. And at the end of three quarters of play, Ravenna 45, Shelton 25 on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
To start the fourth quarter of play, it will be Ravenna basketball. Excuse me, Shelton basketball. What just happened? Yeah, Ravenna basketball, and they're fouled. And Connor Baronic will go to the line. It's the fourth foul on Luke Glenn. Shelton in all kinds of foul trouble as Baronic's first free throw on the 10th team foul, 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. That's the 10th team foul on Shelton. Baronic hits the first one. And the second one also good. 47-25 as Ravenna has outscored Shelton 23-6 in the second half. And Connor Baronic steps in front of an outlet pass up the floor. Up the floor he comes to Cremosta. Didn't have the numbers, so he hits the trailer. Now they lob it down to Wilkie. Head fake up and score for Lucas Wilkie. His first bucket of the game. 49-25. Shelton Glenn gets it down to Portillo. Portillo trying to get it back into Mueller, and it looks like he's going to be grabbed. Fourth foul of the half on Ravenna. Baronic leads all scorers now with 18 points. Saborn and Anderson with 8. Irvine with 7. For Shelton, Mitch Roush has 14. Glenn with 6, but they only scored 6 points the last quarter. A quarter to forget for Shelton. Stop Connie. Over to Mitch Roush. Going to flash down the lane. And another foul called on the Blue Jays. I hope we're not at a point of trying to evening things up here. That's the fifth foul on Ravenna. And Ravenna has outscored, as we said, Shelton 25-6 in the second half. Irvine re-enters the ball game. The fourth foul on Trevor Saborn. Ball comes into Portilla, tries that bounce pass to Roush. It's behind him and out of bounds. 17 turnovers for Shelton, 11 for Ravenna. 3-point shooting, Ravenna 5 of 20, but they were 3 of 7 in the third quarter. Shelton 1 of 5, missed all three of their attempts in the third quarter of play. Boys basketball action going on at Pleasanton. Pleasanton has pulled away in the second half. They lead it 61-36 with 5 minutes to go in that game as Baronic attacks, gets hung up, and he still scores and draws the foul. And it won't be long until Paul Baronic starts going down the bench now. A 5-point game turned around so quickly here in the second half. And Connor now with 20 points, still needs one rebound for that double-double. And the scoreboard says that Luke Glenn is fouled out. And they're going to come get him now. So they say that foul was not on Luke Glenn. Coach Matt Walter saying, I know he had four, but the foul wasn't on him. And they'll recheck that, and he's got four fouls. So Luke gets to stay in the basketball game for now. So just an error over at the scoring table, but it still means a pair of free throws here, or a free throw, for Connor Baronic to try and complete the three-point play. And it is on the way, good. 21 in the ball game for Baronic, 13 of the second half, 52-25, and Shelton loses the ball as they fall in the front court. Baronic up the floor, draws some contact, throws it up and in, and Stopcotti gets the blocking foul. And that's his fourth. What a turnaround, as we keep saying, it's almost astonishing, the change in Ravenna since the half. Harvey in. Also, Tyfault in for Shelton. Portillo and Stopcotti will check out. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches chat, and more. Free throw by Baronic, up and in. So back-to-back old-fashioned three-point plays in the last 20 seconds. 55-25, Ravenna. Shelton, just their second loss of the year. Lob into the corner. Mitch Roush trying to back it on Irvine. Draws the double team. Throws it over the left corner. There's Harvey. Collision away from the hoop. Harvey drives, puts it up, and draws the foul. So Jordan Harvey, who has not scored in the basketball game, will come to the free throw line. Harvey not necessarily a guy that scores a lot, 3.5 points, but Portillo, who gets 13 a game, is the silent one tonight, and he had foul issues early. The foul was on Garrett Irvine, his third. The first free throw is no good by Jordan Harvey. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Oh, see, now Lucas Wilkie got the ball and just got shoved by Mitch Roush, and that's not what you want to see here. The frustration has set in, and Wilkie will walk to the other end and shoot two free throws. 53-39, Ravenna won the girls' game. And two free throws coming up for Lucas Wilkie. First one, no good. End of the ball game for Shelton will be Jared Chavez. Roush will check out. Portillo back in for Ravenna. Here comes Baronic and Saborn after a short rest with 6:37 to go in the game. And the first free throw was no good. Wilkie's second, though, is good for his third point. And it's 56-25, Ravenna. A 5-point game at half. Portillo comes to the other end, drives, finger roll too strong. Rebound to Baronic. There's the double-double, his 10th rebound of the basketball game. Saborn to the trailer, Baronic, top of the key, three. He's feeling it, and he gets the shooter's touch. Front of the glass, front of the rim, off the glass, and in. And Baronic now having a little fun. As up the floor, Harvey dishes it off to Mueller. Too deep underneath, tries to dribble out. Kicks it out to Luke Glenn. Glenn backdoor, got it to Harvey. Reverse layup, Jordan up and in. Nice move for his first bucket of the ball game and the first points of the fourth quarter, and only the 8th point of the half. for Shelton Baronic. Another three, top of the key, in. Rattled around, but fell. Timeout Ravenna, or timeout Shelton. Nope, timeout Shelton. It'll be their final one. Coach Matt Walter doesn't want this team to quit, even though everything is went against them in the second half. 5:49 to go. And Ravenna has outscored Shelton 38-8 in the second half. They lead it 62-27. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Back to action, a three-pointer on the way, no good by Shelton's Jaron Chavez. Rebound Baronic, and up the floor they come. Baronic has scored 3 points on four possessions here in the fourth quarter. Two the old-fashioned way, two from behind the arc, and here's another layup for Trevor Saborn. His first bucket of the second half, and he now has 10 points. Baronic has 14 points in 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter and has 30 in the game. 22 of those in the second half as the ball is kicked away. And Shelton will have it underneath their own hoop. They need to have a few good minutes here so it's not just a horrible feeling, because it's unbelievable. This was 24-19 at half. Mueller for three, no good. Rebound pulled down. Luke Glenn on the backside. Kicks it back out to Chavez. Over to Glenn. Skip pass right side. Into the hands of Jordan Harvey, to the high post to Portillo. 10-footer jumper up and in. Portillo with his second bucket of the ball game. 64-29. Ravenna with the basketball. 4:45 to go. Back cut Anderson. Ball deflected. He's trying to find the handle. It's loose. A rugby fight. Still loose. Jump ball. Arrow Shelton. Ravenna with the first turnover in the fourth quarter for the Blue Jays. 64-29 with 4:38 to go. Coach Paul Baronic still wants his boys to play hard out there as well. But I can't imagine it'll be long before the bench is clear. Here's Luke Glenn dribbling on the right side of the key. Bounce pass to the other side to Jordan Harvey. Shelton's kind of out of gas. Harvey comes in, dishes it to Portillo. Pull-up jumper to baseline from 10, no good. Harvey's able to get the rebound. Harvey in traffic, kicks it out to Mueller. He tries the ball fake, comes into traffic, and Anderson fouled him. Tyson going for the block, going to be called for his third foul. And at the line will be Dave Mueller for the first time. Glenn, stop Cotty. Roush all have four fouls. Mueller, Portillo, Harvey all have three fouls for Shelton. And that's the third foul on Anderson, as the free throw is short by Dave Mueller. Saborn has four. Anderson, Wilkie, and Irvine all have three for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 64-29, Ravenna. 4:11 to go. Free throw up and in by Mueller. And again, if you're just jumping in your car, it wasn't this way until the third quarter. This was a 24-19 game at the half. 40 points in the second half with 4 minutes to go for Ravenna. And it wasn't all threes. They've hit five threes, but they've done a lot of other things and just shut Shelton down. Here's a lob inside to Baronic from Saborn, and he'll lay it up and in. Good communication between the three-year starters here. 32 now for Connor Baronic. 66-30. Jumper for three, up and in by Chavez at the other end. Jared with his first bucket. So at least a couple of shots falling here in the fourth quarter for Shelton. 66-33, 3.5 to go. Kremost in the left-hand corner. Back out to Baronic. Playing catch with Kremost on the left wing. Connor Baronic gives it over to Anderson. Anderson, ball between the circles. 3:15 to go. Left wing to Cremosto, wide open, passes up the three, so does Saborn. Being patient here, trying to run a play to get somebody open underneath. That somebody's Baronic, who lays it up and in. A timeout, and all they want to do is sub. for Paul Baranek. He'll pull all his starters out, and unofficially 34 points tonight for Connor Baranek. 26 of them in the second half and 18 of them here in 5 minutes of work in the fourth quarter of play. So a 30-second timeout by Ravenna. We'll be right back.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Back to action. Shelton will drive with Chavez all the way to the other end. His layup is no good, and Sid Techmeyer has the rebound, and as they get the ball up the floor, a travel on Ravenna. Irvine, Techmeyer, and now checking in, Paul Bauer. Also out there is Alec Cremosta. So both Cremostas, Bauer, Irvine, and Techmeyer on the floor for Ravenna. Still most of the starters here for Shelton for another few seconds. Right side, Chavez. Junior crossover dribble. Off balance jumper on the baseline. No good. Back-to-back rebounds for Techmeyer. And up the floor, Sid brings it to Irvine, trying to get around one man, and he does. Over Mitch Roush, up and in. Garrett Irvine with 9 points in one of his best performances of the season. 70-33 Ravenna. Shelton ball. Here comes Luke Glenn gliding down the right side of the key. Lays it off glass and in. First bucket of the second half for Luke. He's got 8 in the ball game. 2 minutes away from the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. High post, they'll get it to Alec Cremosta. Tries to get it to Irvine. Portillo knocked it away. Ravenna got it back. Top of the key three-pointer by Cremosta. Alec, no good. Rebound brought down by Portillo, his fourth of the half. Up the floor comes Mueller, and reaching in, Sid Techmeyer. Fouls him from behind. Techmeyer getting in there, showing that grandmother side of him. Who's sitting right in front of us here. And now more guys checking out and more guys coming in for Ravenna, including Tyler Douglas, Amon Miller, and Tom Ziskowski, as the free throw is up and in by Mueller on the 1-1. He's got 4 points, 70-36. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Mueller hits them both. 70-37 Ravenna. A minute 45 to go. Tom Ziskowski, a freshman up the floor. More playing time for him as the year has moved along. Picks his dribble up, needs some help. Back cut, finds Douglas. Nice move in the paint. And then as he looks to shoot, he dropped the ball. And we've got a travel called on Ravenna. Right idea. Douglas couldn't believe how open he was when he got the basketball. Minute 32 to go. 70-37. Ravenna, who only led 24-19 at the half. And open up a can here in the second half. Working on the offense, Jared Chavez. Leaves it off for Dylan Tyfault to Mitch Roush. Portillo in there, and so is Mueller. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Pull-up jumper, Portillo, I think it was. Portillo or Tyfault, I got shaded out there who put that one up and in, but I think it was Portillo, and I apologize if it wasn't, but it's still a bucket. And now the ball swatted out of bounds with a minute 7 to go, 70-39. And Miller to throw it in to Bauer. Back to a Miller. Amon drives right side of the key, kicks it back out to Bauer. Reverse it left side to Ziskowski. Knocked out of his hands by Mueller and got it back. Under a minute to go. Now the ball will be stolen away by Chavez. Junior up the floor. Doesn't matter how many guys there are. He's going to take the scoop shot. No good. But free throws coming up as he is fouled. Chavez hit a three a little while ago and has a chance to earn more here from the foul line. The foul will be on Tyler Douglas, his first. Again, earlier tonight, 53-39, Ravenna won the girls' game. And the free throw, first of two, is no good by Chavez. And checking in is Dylan Huff, number 12. Dylan, a 5'7 freshman here for the Blue Jays. Second free throw now, Chavez up and good. So Jared gets 1 of 2, 4 points, 70-40 Ravenna, 50 seconds to go. Coming up the floor with a basketball, Alec Cremosta. He'll pull up at the free throw line, lost the handle, falls to Bauer. Bauer puts it up, no good, and then it is going to be Tyler Douglas to get the rebound, and he'll be fouled. Ravenna will go to 9-2. Shelton will drop to 10-2. And at the line after the foul on Chavez to shoot two will be Tyler Douglas with a chance to get his name in the score column. Free throw good. 37 seconds away from the Misco Sports postgame show. Second free throw up, and it passes in. And now Jake Vogt will get to come into the basketball game. And Shelton Ball, chance for maybe another couple of possessions in this game. As Mitch Roush brings it up the floor, he leads his team with 14, but only 2.5. Roush wants another shot and then dribbled off his leg out of bounds when he came off that pick. And now Shelton will clear their bench here. And checking into the ball game, Zach Sharp, Lance Lyons, J.T. Ellis, Chavez stays in, and also coming in, Corbin Len. Ball being kicked around to the backcourt. And up the floor, Alec Cremosta. Cremosta tipped away. Chavez made the steal. Ends up in the hands there of Zach Sharp. Sharp comes up, leaves it off, and oh, away from the ball, Amon Miller took a charge. Shot did not go by Corbin Len, but with 12 seconds to go in the game, Amon Miller took a charge, and that will make Paul Baronic smile. He hustles when he's in there. And it will be Huff to throw the ball in. Trying to find Miller. He's covered. Now Amon comes and gets it. Right back to Dillon. 9 seconds to go. Dillon dribbling through. Ball tipped away. Chavez picks it up, goes in for the layup, and scores. And that will wrap things up here this evening as the final score with a huge second half of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Ravenna 72, Shelton 42. They led by 5 at the half and win it by 30. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna High School, where our final score tonight, 72-42, Ravenna completes the sweep with a huge second half. That was the story. They outscore Shelton by 25 in the second half to pick up the victory. And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, a longtime supporter of high school and collegiate athletics. And if you need the gear, they've got it for you. And it all starts as little kids. Youth wrestling is getting underway. The shoes, the knee pads, the singlets, the headgear. And if your kid's getting into wrestling for the first time and you know nothing about it, that's why they're there for you at Misco's, because they're going to let you know what your kid needs and help you out to pick what you need for the youngsters. Whether it's basketball, wrestling, track, they've got the shoes at Misco's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in our ball game, beginning with Shelton. Dave Mueller, 5 points, one rebound. Luke Glenn, 8 points, five rebounds. Clayton Stopcotti, 1 point, two rebounds. Mitch Roush led the team tonight, 14 points and seven rebounds, but he had just 2 points and one rebound in the second half of play. Jared Chavez had 6 points all in the fourth quarter. Robert Portillo, who was in foul trouble the first half and didn't even play the second quarter, ends up with 6 points, five rebounds. Jordan Harvey, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks, and Dylan Typhall with 2 rebounds. Hyatt Shelton with 11 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, and 8 of 14. Let's try that again. 4 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Shelton, 1 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and 11 in the second half. Shelton finished with a total 42 points, 19 in the first half, 23 in the second. 42 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 19 turnovers. Shelton falls to 10-2. They will host Amherst Tuesday, and we'll see them next Thursday at Wood River. We'll look at the final numbers for Ravenna right after this on the Biscayne Sports Postgame Show.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's run down what I had for the Ravenna Blue Jays and see if that is on par. Trevor Saborn got off to a quick start, didn't have to do much in the second half where he scored just 2 points. He ends up with 10 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Anderson, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Sid Techmeyer had 3 points in the ball game and 2 rebounds as he hit a three-pointer. Mark Cremosta, same thing, hit a three-pointer, had 3 rebounds. Tyler Douglas, 2 points, 1 rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 3 points, 1 rebound. Garrett Irvine, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Paul Bauer had a rebound, but the leader tonight was Connor Moronic, who turned it on in that second half spurt. 34 points, 11 rebounds, 1 block. He scored 14 points in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, had 18 overall in that fourth before sitting down, and had 26 of those 34 in the second half. 12 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Blue Jays. 4 of 6 in the first half, 11 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 13 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, 10 of the second half. Ravenna had 24 points at halftime and scored 48 in the second half. And the Blue Jays improve to 9-2 on the season with 72 points, 28 rebounds, 15 out of 21 at the free throw line, 8 of 23 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 17 turnovers. The Blue Jays win it 72-42. Up next for Ravenna, they'll be at home on Tuesday to take on Sutton, and next Friday, they welcome in Loop City. We'll be back and chat with the head coach, Paul Moronic, in a minute here on Classic Hits of the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna and Shelton to protect what needs protected in your life.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Joined now by the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic. And coach, obviously a tale of two halves. Now, you won the first half, and you played okay in the first half. It just wasn't the type of basketball that you want to play night in and night out. And you came out and made that well apparent the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, and this thing turned around in a hurry.
Yeah, our guys responded really well about, you know, the halftime. It was pretty matter-of-fact at halftime, just laying things out, saying, you know, we can't sit back anymore and just let them slow play us and let them quarterback us and let them do whatever they want on offense without us doing something to get it going a little bit faster. You know, I think Shelton's kids are capable of handling those things, but it just got to a pace in a way that things started happening for us. We got some turnovers, we got some easy shots.
I guess from a fan standpoint, how did that happen? Did Shelton actually control the pace? Did you guys get lulled into that?
We did. Obviously,
they didn't want to go up tempo
yeah.
and turn it over.
No, you got to give credit to Shelton. They played exactly how they should the first half. They dictated it, but a little bit it was me too, thinking that we could do some other things defensively. We were worried about their dribble drive. You know, we had some other issues that we were trying to deal with, and part of it's me though. We needed to come out and be more aggressive, and that was my fault. But that's what we did the second half, and the kids responded and did that well.
They knew what you wanted to do. I thought they did a really good job of denying the back cuts and those screens and the things that have been bread and butter. But then you're 2 of 13 from 3-point land, which also doesn't help you pull away.
No, you know, and that's the thing. You know, you think of Ravenna, you think of launching threes and making them and stuff, and this might be the worst 3-point shooting team we've ever coached here. So, you know, and there's some guys that can shoot it here, you know, but we're having issues and doing other things and trying other things. But, you know, you got to respect our kids. If they are missing it, they know they are, and they're going to go get offensive rebounds. So I do appreciate that about them.
It reminds me of a little video that somebody sent me on YouTube of some idiot trying to knock the snow off his roof while standing on a ladder. Once it started to come, it all came and knocked his butt right down on the ground. And that's, I mean, you know, Connor was feeling good there in the fourth quarter after he got a couple of old-fashioned threes, then a couple of threes that could have went out just as
right.
well. They went in, and, I mean, Shelton obviously got frustrated.
They did. And, I understand that because it happens to us, you know, and people frustrate us. Shelton had us frustrated the first half. We were not playing the game that we wanted to. And again, their defense, their pace, they're really, really getting guys in their positions where they can be successful. Shelton did a great job of that in the first half. And they got in our crawl a little bit and made us frustrated. So we had to reverse the frustration tables. And fortunately for us, tonight we did, and we beat a 10-1 team who's very good. I mean, I didn't even want to discuss their schedule because it doesn't matter because they beat an 8-4 Destra team by 30. They beat Holdridge, they beat Loup City, who's a mainstay in our conference, by 10. And you know that discussion's mute. You know, yeah, maybe there's some different games and stuff, but the doggone group is 10-1 coming in. It's because they're good, and they have confidence, and I see that continuing throughout the year, and especially in their conference tournament.
Garrett Irvine had to come in and give you some minutes and maybe one of his better games of the year.
Yeah, you know, we got OGI on our side, and we're lucky to have him with, today was get-to-work day for our theme, so we had to show up in Garrett Irvine attire and Paul Bauer attire, and that's blue jeans, boots, and your Jordan jersey. So that was our get back to work. Theme today, and Garrett carried it on the court today, and Paul Bauer actually carried it over to the JV game, and those two guys, you know, they played like they had pocket flyer protectors on them. You know, they're you know, Mick Grabowski would be proud of them. They look so good with the way they came to work today.
Well, obviously it was a lot more comfortable right away in the second half, and things went your way, and I guess the one moment of the whole night that just typifies what your coaching staff has tried to implement here is Amon coming in. I saw you guys with big smiles over there, 12 seconds to go in a 30-point game. He's just away from the ball and takes a charge.
Unbelievable. And Adam Mingus is like his mentor. You know, Adam helps us as a volunteer coach. And when Amon took that charge, Adam jumped up higher than if he'd have made a half-court shot. But that's what we have here, and that's where we're fortunate to have the kids that we do. And Amon just ran out here and tried to do what everybody else on our team tries to do, no matter if you think you're the 15th player or the first player, you should be doing the same stuff. And that was really fun because we haven't taken a lot of charges tonight. We stepped it up on taking some charges, and that gets Adam fired up. He likes that. He gets mad at guys that don't stand there and take that.
Last question, because probably won't see you again to the conference tournament, but definitely the next two teams you play are going to want to do what Shelton did in the first half. Sutton and Loup City want to slow that pace down.
Yeah.
This almost could be a good thing for you.
Absolutely. We got to find out how things and teams are going to play us and how things can play out. You know, we've had teams not guard a couple of the three guys, Trevor, Connor, and Tyson. We've had people come out and guard them. We've had, you know, all kinds of things, just taking care of the ball, pace, you know, and we got to learn how to play at those levels to be successful and maintain the goals that we have, you know. And so, yeah, you know, Sutton, deliberate, you know, they're going to run their circle motion and they're going to try to keep it in the 40s. Loup City, Paul Henry is the master of the matchup zone, and, you know, again, he's the master keeping it in the 30s and 40s also. So, yeah, those are two teams that are definitely going to give it some problems that way, and we got to figure out ways to make sure it goes 100.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go and enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Well, we're heading down to Lawrence now. I guess we're going to drive all the way down there and see if we got a couple tickets somehow and see what the fog's like down there and watch the Huskers maybe. It'd be nice to kind of have one more, kind of fun win tomorrow if that would happen. They'd have to go against the blue team, though. You know, the red team would have to win this time. So
just tell them don't be afraid to shoot.
That's right. Let her go, man. What are you going to hold back?
Paul, thanks. Enjoy Kansas. I'll look for you on TV.
Thanks. Yeah, by reflecting head would probably cause more trouble than that Oregon floor that they had on the other night.
Good Lord.
Good gravy.
We'll take a break. Wrap it up after this on the Visco Sports Post Game Show.
Thanks.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Back on the Visco Sports Post Game Show. Ravenna, the sweep tonight over Shelton. We can't wait to see Shelton again on Thursday when they take on Wood River, and we'll have those games for you. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia. The doubleheader begins at 4. Tuesday, Grand Island Central Catholics at Kearney Catholic. And as we said, Thursday, we will be bringing you Shelton and Wood River. So that's all coming up tonight. Amherst won the girls' game against Pleasanton. Pleasanton won the boys' game. And here, Ravenna wins the girls' game 53-39. 15 points for Maggie Mateka in a balanced effort. Good night for J.C. Zorb, 9 points, 8 boards. Shelton was led by Tracy Meyer with 15 points and 7 rebounds. And in the boys' game, Connor Baronic, 34 points, 11 rebounds, to lead Ravenna to a 72-42 win over Shelton, who was led by Mitch Roush with 14 points and 7 rebounds. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they love baseball and softball. Folks already ordering for the spring and summer season, and they've got new styles of baseball and softball gloves and bats to look at. And, of course, they're not going to forget their winter and spring sports as well. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Ravenna, a 5-point lead at halftime, wins it by 30, 72-42. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.